Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 2nd of July 2017. Hi, and I'm Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I'm going to introduce a series of talks which are going to be called collectively Myths About Academic Publishing. Over the years as an editor and also as an author, listening to other people speaking and being asked questions when I've been doing writing for publication workshops, I've come across some strange ideas. Most of these are things that I'm asked about, which I just think are completely untrue, and I often wonder where they come from. I think, frankly, they come from other people like me, other editors who have strange ideas and perpetrate these. And of course, people who want to get published listen carefully because there's a power imbalance there. If the editor suggests that you should do something, then you should probably do it. However, I'm going to go through a list of things over these several talks and explain to you why some of these things are just nonsense. Today's myth is one that I don't encounter very often, but believe me, I have encountered it, and it's related to whether or not journals like publishing or will publish review papers. I'm often asked the question at workshops by people who I often think should know better, does your journal publish review papers? And a cursory glance at the journal would show you that we do. In fact, that's the case for any academic journal. But I also encounter statements along the lines of, journals don't like to publish reviews, they only like to publish original research, and reviews are of no value to journals, therefore we are told not to do them by our university or by my senior colleagues or whatever. I honestly can't believe that this one's ever been perpetrated by an editor, but you never know. Anyway, the case regarding reviews is quite the contrary. As journals and as editors, we like reviews. And I have to be quite frank, we like them because they tend to be highly cited. They contribute towards our citations and therefore contribute towards our impact factor. Impact factor being a measure of citations over the number of papers published. So we do like reviews, but we also like them because they're useful. And of course, the high level of citations shows that they are found to be useful by people, especially PhD students, or anybody delving into an area of research. So I would always encourage people to write review papers, and in fact, a review is almost a necessity if you're developing a new area of research or researching something that hasn't been looked at for a while and you need to see what the state of the art is in that area. So reviews are useful to those who are doing research and those who wish to do research who want to see what others have done. So anybody telling you that reviews are of no value to journals, that editors don't like them, or that we don't publish them, is entirely wrong. So please publish reviews. I'll be, again, quite frank, you are more likely to get a good review published than many other types of papers. And that goes back to the fact that we do like them very much. Please publish reviews.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.